What's the scene like backstage at an Aerosmith show now compared to the 70s and 80s?
Oh, I don't think it's really changed much, except there's some substances that aren't back there that used to be.
Uh-huh.
It's just so, you know, crazy. Everybody's, you know, wants the backstage ticket, and everybody's, it's pretty cool. It's crazy, crazy time. Everybody's running around like crazy people waiting for the curtain to drop, especially Madison Square.
It's the Mecca, the world's most famous arena. Is it different getting on that stage compared to the other ones?
Always. It's the one I use for
it's the best show in town. I mean, it's New York, man, you know, and it's like, it's Madison Square Garden's probably one of the few, if not the only building that's still called Madison Square Garden.
Joe, you said that this new record, Music from Another Dimension, is the band's best ever. Why is that?
I think the band feels really good about it. And usually by now, when the record's done, we kind of start second guessing ourselves. And this is the first record that I can think of in a long, long time where everybody's really excited about it in the band. And I'd say we're probably our own biggest fans, so we're also our biggest critics.
You know, we got back like the old days, so that's why it feels good. Some magic stuff came out because, you know, we all played together in the studio and we got all the rough tracks from playing, no overdubs, just the real rough, raw, you know, of the moment. And we've always believed that, you know, be true to ourselves, that's what it is. We don't like that fancy, overproduced stuff. So it just sounds great. And on stage, you know, it sounds even better.
It's interesting, Steven, that you mention all the fancy, overproduced stuff. It's your first album for the band in 8 years, and, of course, then the first as well. Since, Steven, you were a judge on Idol, did being up close and personal to all of that overproduced stuff turn you off from it even more?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm the biggest critic, you know, with myself and the band. Gotten in a lot of fights about my opinions, and I just hear things a certain way. And, you know, when it was time to do Idol, it's like these kids came in singing so good, and you know, they wanted me to diss the ones that couldn't sing. And I, you know, I'm a believer that everybody's got a voice. You know, I would have been, I think, better on Idol as a mentor. But that was a show where we kind of let the great slip through the cracks and, you know, right into the lap of America and let them vote on it.
Joe, here was the one thing that I've been wondering about this for a while now, too, because watching the last season of Idol and knowing that at first, you know, you found out about Steven's involvement through the press, so that's what annoyed you. But then I watched last season, Joe, and you were on stage playing guitar, you know, with a happy birthday to him. So is it safe to say that you had gotten over it, or?
Well, I didn't have anything to do with that. I didn't have anything to give Steven for a present, because I've already given him just about everything that I could think of that I know he likes. And it was kind of like, that's the kind of thing that you give, you know, your brother, that it's kind of special. So, I mean, what else, how can you top that? So, I mean, we were in the studio together, I mean, earlier that day. Or the day before, and so it was kind of like, how are we going to keep this a secret? I mean, that's how close we are, you know. So it was truly, as far as I know, he had no idea. You didn't know I was coming on, right, Steven?
No. What do you give a guy that's got everything?
You play Happy Birthday to him on guitar live on national TV on the biggest TV show in America, right?
Yeah, it was quite the moment, man. It was beautiful. It kind of took all the bad vibes and the whole business that was going on at the time and made it be okay, you know?